In today's other headlines, Mississippi is under a state of emergency this weekend, and Jackson residents have been told to evacuate ahead of a major flood threat. Some residents are already clearing out their valuables in anticipation of the Pearl River overflowing. After record-setting rains this week, forecasters expect the river to reach 36 feet as soon as tonight. Two U.S. Navy warships sailed through international waters in the Taiwan Strait today. It's the first such passage by American ships since China began its provocative military presence in the area following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan earlier this month. China has said any warships in the Taiwan Strait are considered threats to its sovereignty. The White House says today's passage by the two vessels was long planned. Brigham Young University has banned a white male spectator from ever entering any of the school's athletic venues after he threatened and shouted racial slurs at a Duke women's volleyball player. She's the only black starter on the team. Today she took to Twitter, stating, "BYU coaching staff and officials, quote, failed to take the necessary steps to stop the unacceptable behavior and create a safe environment." BYU is hosting Duke and several other universities for volleyball matches this weekend. The Saturday night match was moved to an alternate off-site venue attended only by team staff and family. BYU said in a statement that it is, quote, extremely disheartened by what happened. And a mint-condition Mickey Mantle baseball card has shattered the record for the most ever paid for a sports memorabilia collectible. The card sold for $12.6 million at auction today, beating by more than $3 million the previous record for Diego Maradona's 1986 World Cup soccer jersey. So those old sports cards you have in the basement, you might want to check them again. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the ongoing toll of Hurricane Katrina for the children who lived through it. And receding waters caused by climate change reveal a forgotten past.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.